Hey everybody, this is Larry, aka Blue Man Rule with the Perform Radio again, and I was just bringing you another open mic, Mad Open number 2. Actually, I'm through episode number 3 now of Mad Men, and I believe in this episode, Miss Minkin is talking, and they're doing a competitive market analysis of Saks Fifth Avenue and other high end retail stores, and she calls them out on it, says you guys did so much research about all my competitors, I'm kind of amazed that you guys didn't actually come to my store and look around. And I think, you know, it's amazing how, in order to be effective, a lot of people tend to look at their competition. But when I was going through business school, what we found is that when we were doing our business strategy simulation, what you needed to do was find your core competency, figure out what it is your company did best, and then you needed to find a way to communicate that to the consumer within the simulation and be able to maximize upon that differentiating factor or that core competency that you had. And I think it's going to be real interesting to look at this. And I don't know how many more Mad Opens I'll actually have, because a lot of it is about Mad Men is about the interpersonal relationships of the characters on the show, and not necessarily different marketing tactics. But it's pretty amazing just to sit down and look at it. I mean, in this episode, also there's also, of course, more racism when they were talking about the trip to Boca Raton, Florida, and they were talking about bigger noses and being outnumbered down there and things like that. And I did forget to mention that on episode number 1, they pulled out the oldest trick in the book, the sex appeal strategy, where Draper asked the artist to draw a woman instead of a dude laying down, or maybe add a woman to the picture in a swimsuit. And, you know, that's kind of where it all began. It's pushing all of that. And it's a shame, because a lot of our most utilized marketing techniques still being utilized today were founded in machismo. And it's rather crude marketing, practices, and they don't really speak to consumers, especially when he was the episode prior to this one, episode 2, they were asking, what do women want? Because, and Draper made the salient point now that most people have finally figured out, is that women actually control the dollars in the household, and they actually are the consumers, the end purchasers of products, and it's very important to speak to them. And I think they finally got around to the episode at the end of it where he was speaking with his mistress and says, what do women want? And I think that's real interesting, because that's the question, and that's really what marketing research kind of figures out, like, what does the consumer want? Not necessarily just the woman, even though they tend to be the majority of consumers, but depending on your market, what does the consumer want, period? And I think that's always a question that as marketers should always be in your head, and you should always be asking and ready to receive a response, whether it's positive, negative, enlightening, disheartening, whatever. You should always be ready to receive that answer. So, everybody, thanks for listening. This is Larry, a.k.a. Blue Man Rule with the Open Forum Radio Network. If you like what you hear, you want to hear some more, just click on over to openforumradio.com. That's really about it. Everybody, thanks for listening. Y'all have a great weekend. And again, Father's Day is tomorrow, so to all the fathers, early happy Father's Day out there. Stay open.